This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm David First. Back in June, just as the summer of hell for commuters was getting underway, BuzzFeed editor-in-chief Ben Smith joined us here on This Week in Politics, and he offered this piece of pointed criticism for Mayor de Blasio.
He ought to be on the cover of the tabloids every day demanding that the governor fix the damn subways.
Perhaps the mayor heard him, because this week de Blasio held multiple events focused on the city's transit woes. And yesterday on the Brian Lehrer Show, he didn't hold back when it came to the governor and MTA chairman Joe Loda.
I'm not going to send them taxpayer dollars when the state of New York has withheld so much money that was literally owed to the MTA.
Here now to talk about transit, de Blasio, and how this all might factor into the mayor's race is Ben Max, the executive editor of Gotham Gazette, who we are partnering with on election 2017 coverage. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
De Blasio has a huge advantage over his Democratic opponents in the mayor's race, and the governor does largely control the subways. So why is the mayor taking such a sudden and aggressive interest in transit?
Well, this is not only something that's affecting so many New Yorkers' daily lives, and of course that has to be the number one concern, but number two is that this is a hugely political issue and a major political vulnerability for anybody who's seen as in charge. And of course, despite what you just said about the governor largely controlling the MTA, many New Yorkers don't know that to be the fact and blame the mayor when the subways aren't running well.
A lot of the back and forth this week has been over Joe Loda's $836 million plan to stabilize the subways. He says the city should split the cost with the state 50-50. Mayor de Blasio says no, the state diverted a lot of MTA money to its budget over the years and needs to give that back first. Who's winning that fight?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, I think that initially the mayor had the upper hand in terms of public perception here. As he was holding all these events, he was starting to ride the subways more, and he was pointing out over and over again, the governor controls the MTA, the governor controls the MTA, and you saw a swing in the mayor's direction. And we've even had some recent polls that have come out to show that more people recognize that the governor is really the one to credit or blame, as much as it is in this case, for the subways. However, with Joe Loda now putting out this sort of rescue plan and the governor saying, I'm ready to put up 50% of the additional cost, now the mayor is a little bit back on his heels, and it's a tricky situation for de Blasio to make all these sort of complicated budgetary arguments where New Yorkers really just want to see the subway system get improved and fixed as quickly as possible.
Okay, so even though the mayor doesn't control the MTA, is de Blasio going to start taking the blame more if things keep getting worse? And is there something he should have been doing differently over the years, something that he should have been doing all along? He's making a big stink about it now.
So it's funny you played that clip from Ben Smith. When I was talking with Brian Lehrer recently, I said, you know, the mayor has the biggest bully pulpit in the country behind the president, perhaps, and the mayor of New York City needs to use it, and de Blasio really wasn't using it for a very long time. Now, there was a little bit of strategy behind that because he needed to see elements of his agenda get through the Albany session, which has now ended, and he did get an extension of mayoral control. So now he's sort of picked it up a bit more where he's less vulnerable to Governor Cuomo's reactions to his criticism. However, there's no question that the mayor was somewhat late to recognize the issues here and late to talk about it.
All right, so let's break it down. Let's look at his opponents in the mayor's race. First, the Democratic opponents. Sal Albanese has tried to be the mass transit candidate. What is he saying? How do he and the others say that they would tackle the city's transit issues?
Well, there's basically two, maybe three things at play here that opponents are bringing up. One is the funding question. And Albanese himself held a press conference yesterday saying, if I was elected mayor, I'd immediately add more money to the MTA budget. I would meet this request from the governor and Joe Loda and even add additional money to that. Then there's sort of the management question. What are your appointees on the MTA board doing? And that's where the presumptive GOP nominee, Nicole Meliotakis, she said the mayor's appointees to the MTA board have been too much of a rubber stamp. They should be fighting up for the city more. The mayor could have been holding more of these sort of subway ride press conferences a while back to bring attention to the issue.
And taking a closer look at the Republican candidate, she has accused de Blasio of doing little more than playing the blame game. This week, she said that as mayor, she would, quote, extend a hand to Governor Cuomo and work in partnership to fix the system. So what do we have here? A Republican pledging to pony up more for mass transit than our Democrat mayor?
Well, I don't know that Assemblymember Malliotakis has actually put out a budgetary number. But it's fascinating, as you point out, the sort of party crossover here. Everyone listening probably knows that the mayor and the governor have a longstanding feud, even though they're both Democrats. So you do have a Republican nominee here who says, I can work with the Democratic governor better than the Democratic mayor can, and it's very believable because of how poorly the mayor and the governor work together. However, once you're in office, whether you're actually able to make new deals happen or make improvements happen is, of course, a much bigger question mark than what you can say on the campaign trail.
Ben Max, executive editor of Gotham Gazette, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
WNYC is collaborating with Gotham Gazette and CityLimits.org on election 2017 coverage.